Hi everyone. So let's talk about one of the central concepts of complexity, which is emergence. We hear often about processes that we cannot explain by only looking at individual parts. Sometimes we hear that what happens at the global level is not only the sum of its parts, but it's something qualitatively different from what happens at the local level. So when we talk about such processes, we're actually talking about emergence. We're talking about different hierarchical levels. And here, we're not talking about the formal hierarchical structure or formal organizational charts. Here, when we talk about hierarchy in complex systems, we are talking about the micro and the macro level, which is actually very different from the formal design hierarchies that we have in organizations. Those formal structures actually coexist with the everyday interactions among people, through which innovation, complex ideas usually emerge. So the hierarchy here, we're talking about what happens at the micro, local level, and the macro system level, and how changes, and sometimes small changes, at the micro level can lead to major changes at the macro level. So when we talk about such processes, we are talking about emergence. Yeah? Again, interactions. When we talk about complex systems, our unit of analysis is most of the time on interactions. Interactions between parts of systems and how they generate novel information and lead to the development of new structures and behaviors at the micro level. We cannot explain such processes by breaking the system in its parts. We have things happening over time, processes happening over time, bifurcation points in which the system can go in different directions, and this is what we call emergence. The dynamics of emergence. Emergent processes can be very difficult to predict, but we know some dynamics, and once we identify some patterns, we can learn how to influence systems in emergence in a positive way. What do we know so far about emergence? We know that involves feedback loops, positive and negative feedback loops. What do we call by positive feedback loops? Positive feedback loops are actually the process of interactions that facilitate an emergent processes. A negative feedback loop, we're talking about interactions among people that restrain the emergence of novelty. So, if you want to influence emergence, we have to first of all understand, okay, what are the negative and the positive feedback loops in our systems? We can look at communication, how communication takes place. Do we have open channel for communications about what's actually perceived as needed or what is actually emerging? Or do we actually reduce communication and restrain the emergence of novelty? Clustering, yeah, complex network of interactions. We're talking about systems and subsystems. We have clusters, we have groups inside groups. And the communications among different parts of a cluster, how communication, how information develops across parts of a system may either facilitate or restrain some emergent processes. So we have to look at feedback loops, and we also have to look at the network structure. We're going to come back to that when you talk about social network analysis. One example. Now we use one example from our natural world, ant colonies. We're talking about, local interactions among many ants, 5,000, sometimes 2 million ants, an ant colony. How does interaction take place here? There's an exchange of signals, 5 to 8 signals. We know that our communication among humans is way more complex than that. What is actually interesting here is that we have a whole set of social cooperative instincts in division of labor, And we do not have the idea of control. We talk about the ant queen. However, the ant queen is not controlling or overseeing what happened in the colony. The ant queen is important for reproduction, but it's not someone who is actually in a formal management position designing what's happening in the colony. So most of the time, emergence is not being designed by anyone. Of course, you have people, agents, which can be more influential than others. But however, here we're talking about processes that we cannot fully understand by looking at the design of some individuals. But again, we have to look at interactions and feedback loops. This is one example from our natural world. And we may also talk about our example from the social world. And I'm actually more than glad to hear our own examples as we talk more about complex systems. So thank you.